Welcome back to another episode of the TZE podcast. Today I'm here with some fellow Zion team members, and we're here to talk about kind of the volunteer experience we did the other day. A bunch of us, the six of us team members, went and got to do, and it was a really exciting experience and got to experience a lot of cool things. And so we're here to talk about that and then kind of dive into a little more of the volunteer activities that Zion's going to be going through the rest of the year, and kind of why we're excited about those, and talking about, you know, why we love to do these volunteer events while at Zion. So last week we got to participate in Friend Friday at ESP. So ESP stands for Extra Special People. It's an organization here in Athens and exists to create that transformative experience for people with disabilities and their families. And the big thing around it is kind of creating a community for these kids, having them a place to go that they can, you know, have fun and just enjoy life with a lot of people that might be, you know, going through those same struggles that they are day to day. So it's really good, nice to see that they can just go and enjoy life and have a good time. And so what we got to experience was Friend Friday, which is almost every Friday of their summer camp experience. So during the summers, they have week camps, and it's day camps that the kids come every day, and they get to do all kinds of things like kickball, paint wars, you know, painting or bowling, all kinds of different things that they're able to experience and just have a good time. And then on Friday, we all gather together, and you are part of Welcome Wagon, which Kyle will talk about later. And then you get to view Flag, which is a bunch of singing and dancing, which Emily's going to talk about. And then you get to experience Java Joy, which Justine's going to talk about, which is their coffee company. And so it's just a really cool experience to gather around and kind of just talk with these kids, hang out with them, and kind of enjoy life. And then they also have year-round camps and then night camps throughout the summer. And so just giving these kids an opportunity to kind of build that community, make some new friends, and just have a good time. So the question I'm going to ask the team is, so for this Friend Friday, what was your like favorite experience from it? And tell us a little bit about what it was that was so exciting and kind of why you would want to do it again in the future. So Emily, can you kind of start us off and talk about your experience at the camp and what you're excited to see?
Yeah, so my favorite thing from the event was just seeing the sheer joy on these kids' faces just to be there. It is such a rewarding experience to see that and get involved with. There's so much energy, excitement. There's lots of singing and dancing and cheering. And it truly was a remarkable experience, just something you can't explain.
Awesome. Justine, what was your favorite experience about it?
Well, something that I thought was very unique was they had a coffee shop that Jacob had mentioned earlier called Java Joy. And it was really, it was nice to see they have a lot of the extra special campers working there. And, you know, they're taking your order using all the different systems that they've got in place. And while I was in line, I actually had another one of the campers come up to me, and she had a little basket of stickers, and she asked if I wanted a sticker and then asked me if I wanted a hug. And I just got the sweetest hug from that girl, and it absolutely made my day. And the coffee was really good too. So that's one of my favorite experiences, was getting a hug from that girl and just seeing, you know, the joy and the happiness in her eyes when she did it. And it made my day. It really did.
Awesome. What about you? What was your favorite experience?
Yeah. So when you first get there, they tell you that you're going to line up at what's called the Welcome Wagon. And this is where all of the parents come around to the side, and they drop off their kids to go through and go do all the activities that they have there. And you go out there and you see all these college kids and high school kids dressed up in chicken suits and astronaut helmets, and it's pretty crazy to see. And then so you see all the kids come around, and they start getting out of their parents' cars, and they flip like a light switch. You know, they go from kind of like moseying out of their parents' cars, and then next thing you know, I mean, it's like that. They light up when they see all these people running around and jumping around, and everybody's cheering. You got pom-poms going off everywhere. It's just a light switch type event where you go from kind of preparing and everybody's like, oh yeah, here they come. And then as soon as they start getting out and walking around, it's a fireworks show. So that was super exciting.
Yeah. It's always great to see those kids have so much energy. And then the people around them, all the college students, they're volunteering. I was shocked by the amount of energy they had. Cause I mean, that was only me a few years ago and I don't think I would have had the excitement that they have. And I was really excited to see. And I think that's one of my favorite moments, was just kind of seeing that excitement around everything. Because the overnight camps happen over at Camp Twin Lakes, which is Fort Yargo. And they have like weekly camps for kids with different disabilities, from like kids without limbs or, you know, kids with spina bifida and all these different camps. And so they have a camp with ESP. And so I was able to volunteer one of those camps a few years back, and it was really cool to experience to meet these kids. And you don't really understand how powerful these summer camps are for them until you kind of talk to them at the end of the week. And so being able to be there on that Friday, and these kids have been there all week and they're still so excited to be there. So excited, you know, run around the flag and sing these songs and dance and just run up and give a random person a high five. You know, it really makes you smile and excited and happy to be there and want to keep doing it. And so that's kind of the recap of kind of what our volunteer event was here in the Athens office, was that Friend Friday ESP. It was a blast, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again, or maybe do some other type of volunteer event, because I know everyone here really enjoyed it. And then our other offices are going to be doing their own volunteer events, which is very exciting. So Central Kentucky is going to be doing some of the Boy Scouts of America, which is pretty exciting. And then the Northern Kentucky office is volunteering at a food bank, which is an awesome one as well. And so it's exciting to see that Zion's taking a part in all these volunteer events in their local communities and trying to make a difference there. And so I'm going to go around and ask kind of, why do you like that Zion does these things, and what do you hope that, you know, so maybe some volunteer events that you hope that we get involved in the future? Start with Justine.
Yeah, I think it just kind of goes to show, you know, how great of a place, you know, not only the Zion is, but I mean, we're looking out for our community. We've got a fantastic group of people that not only is willing, but excited and looking forward to spending, you know, their Fridays out, you know, serving the community. And I think that's fantastic. And it was absolutely something that I was looking for when I was, you know, interviewing with Zion and getting to learn all about, you know, what we stand for and what we care about. So I know personally, I've done some great volunteer work through my church, as well as through a company that finishes furniture for families that are in need. They take donated furniture and they reupholster it. And I've been working with some team members here at Zion to see if maybe that's something that we'd be interested in pursuing. I think it's a great experience. You learn a lot of new skills that you can then translate into your own personal life too. So that's my piece on it.
Awesome. Emily?
One of the other volunteer opportunities that I would like Zion to get involved with in the future is called Operation Christmas Child, and it's done through Samaritan's Purse. It's a discipleship program as well as an outreach ministry. So the discipleship program, it's a 12-lesson course called The Greatest Journey, and this course allows the students to learn how to follow Christ and share him with others. Entire families are transformed and churches are started through this. And then the second piece to that program is that the children receive a shoebox full of like daily essentials, toys, candies, and most importantly, the gospel. So through this program, there are 40.5 plus million children that are enrolled. 20.3 plus million decisions have been made for Christ, and one plus million teachers have been trained through this ministry. And then the second portion to this is the outreach ministry that they have. And they host 118,000 outreach events annually. And at these events, you know, the students receive the message of the gospel, they'll receive a shoebox, and then receive an invitation to follow up with discipleship. So I've been involved with Operation Christmas Child for as long as I can remember. I mean, I was a little bitty girl when we started this, packing shoeboxes, taking donations for items to go in the shoeboxes, raising money for the shipment of the shoeboxes, and raising money for the children to take the course. So it's $10 per box to ship, and then it's $6 per child for the discipleship course, and the materials that go along with it. And our church alone typically packs 5,000 to 6,000 boxes every year, and that number increases yearly. So it's a really, really great ministry to be a part of. And I definitely hope that Zion can be a part of it in the future.
Awesome. So. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah, so I think it's really nice when you work for a company that gets kind of out in the community and you start to see their name around more and more. And what that ends up doing is building those relationships with the people in the community, right? So you start seeing people that you recognize and they start associating you with the company. And then you never know, down the road, you know, there could be a need for anything from Zion, or maybe they have something to do with a different volunteer event or something that they could use our help with. And I think it would be great to have those relationships there and you know, build the relationship with the community for sure. I think one of the things that I would like to see Zion get involved with would be some sort of animal shelter volunteering. I've done minimal volunteer work, but I think it would be super cool to help at shelters, because you hear about it so much that they need so much help at these shelters, and they always need volunteers to assist with feeding and keeping it clean and just general help. So I think it would be super cool to go and help at one of these shelters at some point. But yeah, that's something I would like to see for sure.
No, that's awesome. And it's exciting to see Zion, you know, really build their name into the community and just get involved, especially with the AOK Foundation that we have here, Zion Acts of Kindness. It's cool to be a part of that, and the whole team gets to be a part of it. You know, that someone can, you know, we can, you know, hey, we have this charity we want to donate to, and we have the opportunity to, you know, donate and, you know, be a part of the foundation and be a part of this Acts of Kindness. So it's really exciting, and it's been awesome, you know, to be a part of it so far, and exciting to see where AOK goes in the future. So thank you all for getting on and talking about your experiences. Thank you for everyone listening. Hopefully you got to, you know, learn something new about Zion and something we're doing in our community. And hopefully we'll hear from y'all in the future. So thank y'all.